It's off-season for charter boat fishing, and Captain Wayne Beneke asked if we could meet at a local watering hole called the Boat Bar. Captain Beneke takes people out fishing on Lake Huron. Well, he used to. The past few years, he's been charter boat fishing in Lake Michigan. He says fish started to become more scarce on Lake Huron, and he was forced to make the move.
Economics, pure and simple, dollar and cents. Once you start seeing a decline and being on the water every day, and you see those declines in your numbers, it's just a matter of time before financially you can't afford to stay there. Those dock fees aren't given up free. You know, that's an expensive tab to pay every year.
Fishing for most species in Lake Huron is not good. But the story is not just a matter of not stocking enough fish or just a bad year. It's a matter of a collapse of the bottom of the food chain. It's not just the fish sport fishers like to catch that are down. It's their prey, the smaller fish those big game fish eat. Prey fish stocks have collapsed, and supplies of the food those small prey fish eat, the plankton, have also collapsed. Jim Johnson is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Alpena Fisheries Research Station.
There was a huge decline in the amount of nutrients available to zooplankton and phytoplankton out in the middle of Lake Huron. These are the basic nutrient bits that fish eat. And it appears now to most of us in the scientific community that a large portion of the nutrients that used to enter Lake Huron are now being trapped by zebra and quagga mussels and not finding their way to alewives and other prey fish.
Scientists from different government agencies and universities in the U.S. and Canada have been noticing changes, but things have gone seriously wrong very quickly in Lake Huron, and it might go wrong other places. Tom Nalepa is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. He says tiny aquatic food sources for fish, such as a shrimp-like organism called diaporia, are declining dramatically in other Great Lakes.
All the players are in place for it to happen in these other lakes, too. You know, the loss of diaporia, the expansion of quagga mussels, and maybe that Lake Huron is the first to show these symptoms of a collapse in the prey fish. You know, what does it mean? Well, basically, you know, there's not going to be many fish out there for the sport fishermen to catch anymore.
And sport fishing is a multi-billion dollar industry in the Great Lakes. Back at the Boat Bar, charter fishing boat captain Wayne Beneke says fishing is still good in Lake Michigan, but he worries when he thinks about what happened in Lake Huron.
I think that the fishery as a whole in the Great Lakes is in serious jeopardy right now. Something's got to be done.
But the question is, what? What can be done when invasive species are changing an entire ecosystem to the point the fishery collapses?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't think any one of us know. It's scary. That much I will admit to you. It is scary right now.
And guys like Captain Beneke aren't the only ones worried. Jim Johnson at Alpena Fisheries Research Station says you can't undo the damage that's already done. It's just a matter of waiting to see how nature responds to the invasive zebra and quagga mussels and other invaders. Johnson says the key is to prevent more invasive species from being introduced to the lakes.
The best we can do right now, I think the most effective single thing we as managers can do is to make it understood by the decision makers just how disruptive invasive species are and try to put a stop to those.
The source of many of these invasive species is the ballast tanks of foreign ships entering the Great Lakes. Some regulations have reduced the chance that more invasive species will hitchhike to the Great Lakes, but more are still getting in. In the meantime, agencies such as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Coast Guard say Congress hasn't given them the authority to regulate foreign ships strictly enough to stop new invasive species from entering. So, fishery managers can only watch the other Great Lakes for more signs of a collapse in the fisheries, as they've only been able to stand by and watch happen in Lake Huron. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.